Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Morning Mess.
Okay, guys, time for another staycation. Stella, can we all say good morning to Rachel?
Morning.
Good morning.
Rachel, what's going on with you and Tony?
We've been together for 2 years. And a few weeks ago, I went out of town for a friend's bachelorette party in Vegas. I just found out a couple days ago that while I was gone, he had a girl sleepover at an apartment.
Whoa.
How did you find that out?
Well,
you found her panties.
No, I didn't find her panties, but her name is Erica.
Mm-hmm.
Side chick's name.
She slept on the couch. He slept on the bed. They had history. And before we got together...
Wait, I'm so sorry to interrupt, but did he tell you this? Like, how do you know all this information?
He did. He told me.
Wow. He was truthful with you.
He was. He told me exactly, you know, what went on.
Wow.
So, what did go on? Like, what did he tell you?
You know, he said that she slept on the couch, he slept in the bed, but they've hooked up in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously I was, you know, a little surprised that she slept over.
But you believed him that she slept on the couch and he slept on the bed?
Yeah, I mean, I do believe him. And, I mean, he showed me a text, basically said that he wanted to make a move on her that night, but he decided not to.
Wait, who decided not to?
He did.
Your boyfriend?
My boyfriend.
What the hell?
And that's what makes you trust him, girl.
He told that to this other girl, though?
He did. He told her that. So,
God.
This is the most truthful possible cheater we've ever had on the show. So he admitted that an ex jump off stayed at the house, and he admits that he did text her afterwards that he wanted to make a move on her.
Exactly. I mean, but I just don't trust that he's, 100% faithful now.
Yeah.
Right.
So to me, that already sounds like cheating to me. Is this more a concern at this point now if there's a full-on affair that's going on between the two of them?
Yeah, I just, don't know. I feel like if she would have given him a sign that she would have been into it, I think he would have gone for it.
Right. So it doesn't necessarily mean he cheated on you that night, but you feel like obviously he's told her about his feelings that maybe he would have given the opportunity, hence our staycation setup.
That's exactly what I think.
Okay. What can do? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Listen, we need his number. We're going to call him up, offer him a free romantic staycation. And Anish, you're going to ask the biggest question.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
So obviously we want him to say your name, Rachel. If he says this ex of his, Erica, he has some explaining to do.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, we'll get his number from you. Question. Do you forgive him if he does want to take Erica and we have counselors available if you want to work on the relationship, or this is a wrap, it's over?
You know, I would forgive him. I need to see what happens.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? We're going to call him up next. We got the staycation set up with your Morning Mess. The Morning Mess is back with a staycation set up. So we had spoke to Rachel moments ago, and she let us know she has concerns with her relationship with her man, Tony. So a few weeks ago, she went out of town on a bachelorette party in Las Vegas. Where else would you do a bachelorette party, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Vegas. Well, she found out a few days ago that while she was gone, her boyfriend actually had a little sleepover at his house. A friend, her name is Erica, stayed over his house. And Rachel, you're on the line, but when confronting your man about this, he was truthful. He said that she slept on the couch and he slept in his own bed.
That is true.
Now, the reason why she stood over is why?
They're friends. They were just hanging out and it got late and she just slept there.
But it wasn't just sleeping there, because you happened to see a text message, which blows me away, that your boyfriend sent to this girl?
Yeah, he basically said he was tempted to do something, but nothing happened.
Wow.
Yeah, that is pretty wild. I understand, sure, he was honest and showed you all that, but still, the fact that he's admitting he wants to cheat, I totally get why you're calling us.
Yes, definitely.
All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to offer him a free romantic staycation and ask him that one question, Nishi.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
And see if he's ready to risk it to get the ex's biscuit, because that's what we're worried about, baby.
Okay.
Rachel, you ready?
I am.
All right. Mess, we ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Tony?
Yeah, this is Tony. Could I ask who's calling?
Yeah, Tony, this is Jonathan calling from the Aurora Hotel. Appreciate you answering the phone. I've got some good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend stay. We're going to put you up in our penthouse.
No, thank you. I didn't enter any contest or anything. I didn't put my name in anything.
That is true. Now, I do want to tell you that we are working off of an online database here, and it looks like you're an active user on Yelp and Google, so we were wondering if we could ask for you to come and stay in our penthouse suite. We're adding in a honeymoon package with that, and in exchange for that weekend stay, we just wanted a review on Yelp and Google from you.
I don't have any money for this. I'm going to have to just go ahead and politely decline the offer.
Oh, well, would it help at all to know that there are no deposits, fees, or taxes included with this stay?
If I have to cancel it, am I going to get a fine or a fee or anything?
Not at all, sir. Unfortunately, if you do cancel it, you wouldn't qualify for it again. But as far as just a last-minute cancellation, you wouldn't have to worry about any payments.
All right. As long as this is free, let's do it.
Glad to hear that. Now, I have a few questions for you, and I need to get them answered. Now, the first question I have is, with this romantic weekend stay, we leave a personalized note for your guest of honor that you'll be bringing for the romantic weekend. I wanted to give you a moment to think about what you'd like that note to say. Just let me know when you're ready. I've got a pen and paper handy.
Okay. You could just say simply, I missed you.
Have that written down, Tony. Now, my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I just need your guest's full name for us to continue with the reservation.
Okay, you could put that under Erica.
Are you kidding me? I cannot believe this.
So, Tony, we legally had to let you know that you're live on the radio. We're the Morning Mess on Live 115. We got Rachel on the line.
So you can just someone else for real?
Wait a minute. What the is going on here? This is the hotel or the radio?
Oh, my God.
So we're a radio station. Your girlfriend Rachel called us because she thought you were cheating on her. Now, you said someone else's name. I think you owe her an explanation.
I don't know what to say right now.
You showed me the messages. You told me that Erica slept over, and now you don't know what to say? You said that you didn't do anything? Was that a lie?
No, I swear we didn't do anything that night. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Nothing is going on.
But you wanted it to.
I don't know. I don't know what I wanted. It was good to see her, and we hung out. And please, Rachel,
I don't know why you would want to f*** someone else.
Oh,
Rachel,
when we've been together for so long.
No, I don't know. I
Have you ever been physical with Erica, Tony?
No, I swear to God, I haven't. I haven't kissed her. We never did anything. She's not even returning my messages.
Rachel, does any of that matter to you? How are you at this point?
I really don't care right now. This is just the ultimate betrayal. I really don't care about who is returning your messages and who isn't.
I don't know what to even say right now.
Well, you were going to cheat on her with Erica. What did you want from Rachel? Why cheat?
I don't know. I just wanted some affection or some attention, and I just...
You want a White Claw on the street and that Four Loko in the sheets.
Oh,
that's exactly what it is, huh, Tony?
God.
I don't know. I've been lonely, I guess. I don't know.
How are you lonely when you have a girlfriend?
And a side chick.
That's so true.
If anything, you're busy.
Rachel, what do you think about all of this?
We've got a lot of talking to do, and I'm going to need some time to process this whole thing.
You got
thing.
Some cheating to do. He cheated on you. It's your turn.
Joey!
Stay with him and cheat on him. See how he likes it.
I don't know if I recommend that, but you said you wanted to talk it through with him. We do have counseling services we can offer you.
I would consider it.
Okay.
I think he and I need to have some time alone to talk and see if we can try to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, well, he got to the bottom of it. That's why he got there. Stay with him. Work it out. That way you can cheat on him. The only way it works if you cheat on him is if you stay with him.
My gosh.
Hold on right there. We're going to get you some counseling. That way you can work it out, and then eventually the cheating will happen. It's her turn.
Terrible advice.
You're really taking him back, though? Come on, girl.
I don't know. We'll see.
Put them both on hold.
Okay.
I think that was great advice that I gave, by the way. Anyways.
Okay.
The Morning Mess.
Weekdays, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.